Hey, thanks so much for letting me come in and get ready for the party with you. You're seriously a lifesaver. I knew I wanted to throw a surprise party, but I didn't know how I would get into your sister's house before she came home. And then I was like, oh yeah, him. Anyways, I brought all the stuff we need. Cake, candles, presents. I even got balloons as well. Yeah, we just need to blow them up is all. If you have a pump, I hope you don't mind that. Can I come in? Yeah, it's a little cold out here. Great, thanks. Sorry. I hope I'm not intruding on your schedule or anything. I know you're a full-time student, just like me and all. So I know how busy things can get. Oh yeah. You don't mind if you get to throw your sister a surprise party? Oh, you're so sweet. I don't know why, but I don't know why she always says you're annoying. Always thought you were really cute and fun to be around. I mean, that's what I thought when you were younger, at least. You know, when I would come over here all the time after school to hang out with your sister. Oh, we never really interacted all that much, but you were always so polite. I always thought it was really adorable. Oh, no. You're still cute now. That's not what I meant. Just, well. You're more hot than cute now, is what I was trying to say. sorry. Got off track for a second. Can you help me set these decorations up? Great. Here, why don't you put the candles in the cake? Yeah, one for each year she is old. You seriously don't know how old your own sister is? Oh my god. She's 23, dummy. I guess you really don't talk to each other too much anymore. Well, that's really a shame. I mean, I guess you never really did. Oh, I guess seeing you like her because she introduced me to you. Fair enough, I guess. Really. The feeling is mutual. But, hey. Sound. What? It's her? Oh, shit. What is she doing back so early? What do we do? Okay. Put the cake in the oven. Hide it quickly. Yeah. I'll throw these decorations in the closet. And I guess we're gonna have to hide in there too. Quick. Yes, we're hiding in the pantry. No more questions. Get in. Made it in time. Seriously, why is she back so early? You must have mixed up her schedule. No. Don't worry about it. It's just a simple mistake. Is she gonna be back here for long? Oh, okay. She is her. She usually just takes a nap on the couch and then goes to lacrosse practice. Okay. Then we shouldn't be here too long. I guess. No. I can't leave when she's napping. Your sister is a super light sleeper, you know. I've been to tons of sleepovers with her. She'll wake up as soon as she hears the door creak. So, we're just gonna have to wait things out. Is there a... Oh, now we go. Okay. This place is a lot smaller when there are two people stuffed in here. Sorry, you're not too uncomfortable, are you? Okay, good. Just let me know if you need me to scooch you out the way or something. And I'll try my best. This is so stupid. I mean, seriously. This is like a total sitcom moment. I feel like I can hear the laughing track playing over us right now. Is supposed to be the part where we can't handle being so close to each other because we both are crazy in love and can't help ourselves from making out like animals, right? No. No reason for saying that. It's a little cliche, you know. I have seen it in tons of sitcoms. It's not like that's how I actually feel. I mean, you're cute and all, but you're still my best friend's little brother. Besides, you probably have a girlfriend, right? And I wouldn't want to cross that line. No way. Oh, you don't have a girlfriend. Really? Hey, don't be embarrassed. Sorry, I just kinda assumed you would. Yeah. You're still the same shy kid. Back then. Well, don't worry. There's definitely some lucky girl out there who really likes you for who you are. Well, this really is a sitcom moment, isn't it? I mean, I'm practically just waiting for you to lean over and kiss me. Come closer. So, you finally picked up on my signals, huh? Took you long enough, sheesh. I thought you never were gonna come around. Whatever, I'm glad I've got you hooked now. I've been waiting entirely too fucking long for this. And you, mister, are gonna make up for tempting me all this time. Yeah, we're gonna do it. Right here, right now. You heard me. Don't worry, I'll be quiet. You'll have to hold up your end, though. I can't promise you won't scream because of how good I am. Let me get these pesky clothes off of me. That's better. Now, I'm gonna face the wall here. And you are gonna fuck me against that. You got that? You have to warn me before you shove your fucking hand down my panties. God, that feels good. Yeah. You feel how wet I am for you? I was so excited to see you today. I couldn't stop thinking about you all last night. stayed up making myself come again and again because I couldn't get you out of my mind. Even more than that, I haven't seen you since you graduated high school. I mean, you were super cute then. But I wasn't expecting a fucking stud to open the door when I got here. Seriously. You look like you aged way more than a few years. I'm so fucking glad it finally got you to make a move on me. If not, I don't think I could have held myself back from pushing you onto the floor and riding you until we both passed out. But whatever, I have you now, and now we can have the fun that I've been missing out on. Have you ever fucked in a closet? Yeah, me neither. Cool. Something new for both of us. Should be fun, right? Panties down to my ankles. Now, grab my hips and just fuck. Oh my gosh, that feels so good. I haven't been fucked in way too fucking long. If I am back at home, but this is what I've been craving. Does that feel good? Is my pussy nice and tight for you? Yeah. You know, it can make you feel so much better than girls your age can. They're really interesting in pleasing themselves, but I want to please you just as much as I want to please myself. You like it when I'm thrusting back into you, huh? Make sure I take you all the way down with each thrust. And you feel yourself all the way inside me. Oh, fuck. I hear those noises you're making back there. Remember, not too loud. I know it's hard when I feel so good, but you have to control yourself, baby. You wouldn't want that finding us like this, would you? I don't know how we would be able to explain our way out of that. Fuck. Hey, baby. My chest is feeling a little lonely, and I can't help but notice your hands looking for a place to rest. So, why don't you? You read my mind. Fuck. Fuck. Yeah, tease my nipples. Sweetie. Play with them all you want. They're so fucking hard for you. God. That feels so good. I'm especially sensitive there. And your... big soft hands feel incredible. So rough. I can barely keep up with you. You have me standing on my tippy toes trying to take you all the way in. Fuck, I gotta be quiet. My legs are shaking too much. Fuck, this feels so good. Oh my god. You're hitting all my sweet spots. So fucking perfect. Oh, this is fucking heaven. Kiss me. Turn me around with your fucking hand. Kiss me. I think I'm gonna come. You're gonna come too. Come and slide me, baby. Fill me up. Please, fill me up. Come for me. Come. Oh, come. Come on, good boy. Come. Yeah, good boy. Bring your stupid face over here. Well, we still have a bit more time to burn in here. What do you think? Should we have a little bit more fun?